This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United Kingdom launched a trial on Thursday to test the effectiveness of mixing two different COVID-19 vaccines. Researchers are aiming to inoculate more than 800 volunteers with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, followed by a booster shot up to 12 weeks later of the vaccine developed jointly by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. Scientists will assess the participants' immune response as well as monitor for any unexpected side effects. Researchers expect to get the results in June. Britain's health chief has hailed a new study suggesting that a single dose of the Oxford-AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine provides a high level of protection for 12 weeks, saying it supports the government's contentious strategy of delaying the second shot so it can protect more people quickly with a first dose. Britain's decision has been criticized as risky by other European countries, but Health Secretary Matt Hancock said Wednesday that the study backs the strategy that they've taken and it shows the world that the Oxford vaccine works effectively. Hancock's comment came after Oxford University released a study showing the vaccine cut transmission of the virus by two-thirds and prevented severe disease. U.S. President Joe Biden renewing his commitment Wednesday to send $1,400 checks to millions of adult Americans to boost the country's coronavirus-ravaged economy. But he said he was open to Republican demands to tighten restrictions on who would get the money. In the call to Democratic leaders and the House of Representatives and the senators, Biden called for quick passage of his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Via remote, this is VOA News. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday that the United Nations would work to mobilize key international actors to pressure Myanmar to make sure that the country's military coup fails. Myanmar's military, the Tat Mada, seized power on Monday, declaring a year-long state of emergency and detaining de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and President Minh Wei, among others. The coup took place following days of tension between the military and the ruling National League for Democracy, which won the November elections. The Tat Mada has refused to accept the results, alleging massive election fraud. Internet providers in Myanmar, including the state-owned telecom MPT, were blocking access to Facebook-owned services in the country Thursday, just days after that military coup. Myanmar's Ministry of Communications and Information said Facebook would be blocked until February the 7th for the sake of stability. A Facebook spokesman said the company is urging authorities to restore connectivity so that millions of people in Myanmar can communicate with their families and friends and access important information. Strong winds are fanning a brush fire burning out of control in Western Australia. Authorities say the fire, burning east of the Western Australian capital of Perth, has destroyed up to 81 homes. The Western Australian Premier, Mark McGowan, said that the threat to lives and homes was far from over, stressing that there were still several emergency warnings still in place. A bipartisan report to Congress on Wednesday said the United States should extend the May 1st deadline for pulling all its troops from Afghanistan and make force cuts contingent on progress in peace talks. The Afghanistan Study Group also said the United States should not simply hand a victory to the Taliban, reflecting criticism that the Trump administration conceded too much to the insurgents in a bid to end America's longest war. A State Department spokesman said the Biden administration plans to support the peace process, noting that it is assessing the Taliban's commitment to cutting ties to al-Qaeda, lowering violence, and engaging in peace talks. And Canada became the first country Wednesday to formally designate the Proud Boys a terrorist entity. The nation's public safety ministry said the group was a neo-fascist organization that played a pivotal role in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol in Washington last month. For more news, please join us at voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.